everyone, and welcome to the Watershed Wellness Podcast. This is the first episode of this podcast here in May of 2017. My name is Eric Gray, and I'm a co-owner and the lead acupuncturist at Watershed Wellness. We have two locations, one in Portland, Oregon, and another in Astoria, Oregon, up here on the coast and on the Columbia River, where the two intersect. And I opened Watershed Wellness with my wife and business partner, Amanda Barp, who's the lead massage therapist here at Watershed Wellness. And we only recently opened our new clinic, and you know, just like many things, when you try something new and you shake things up a little bit, it sometimes releases a lot of interesting creative energy. And so we decided to see what we could do with this audio format. I have had multiple podcasts over the years, and I've always really enjoyed the format. You know, I grew up listening to the radio and enjoying that type of format. And even though now we do so much video and so much visually, I think we've all seen how podcasts can be valuable through series like This American Life and Radiolab, which of course have radio components, but have become quite popular through the podcasting medium. And then also podcasts like Serial that kind of brought this interesting dramatic format back to more commonly consumed audio. So it's a pretty fun thing to explore. And one of the things we'd really like to do is to allow ourselves to be a little bit experimental here. So some of the things that you can expect to hear, we're going to be doing interviews with practitioners, both just to talk about their practices, you know, in that sense of just kind of getting to know them, but also talking about things that they are passionate about in medicine and in healthcare, sharing tips, you know, things that you can do at home to take care of yourself. Sometimes we might work around the same topic for a little while. We might do some podcasts where we're really digging into something like, you know, something as simple as back pain or something as complex as how oppression in the world can affect health. These types of things. So, you know, we're really going to kind of explore. Also, one of the things that we are excited to share is the sounds of the places that we love, you know. So both Amanda and I have lived in Oregon for a long time, and we love it here. You know, this is our home. This is where we're going to stay. And we, you know, there's so many beautiful things to see in Oregon, but there's also beautiful things to hear. And so, you know, being here in Astoria, we hear a lot of interesting audio, the foghorns on the ships and the sea lions and you know, people talking in the markets. And same thing in Portland, of course, there's the urban sounds there, but also the sound of the river, the sound of the, you know, the forest, the sounds of all the events that we love to go to in Portland. And so we want to kind of share some of those soundscapes and talk about the place that we love and share the things that you can do here in this beautiful natural environment and the beautiful urban environments that can help enhance your health, you know. So one of the things that we're really passionate about at Watershed is seeing the kind of simplest and closest at hand ways that you can really do good things for your health. You know, health doesn't have to mean spending thousands and thousands of dollars on expensive gym equipment. It doesn't have to mean going on retreat for 6 months in the Himalayas. It doesn't, you know, have to mean obviously engaging in lots of pharmaceutical medications or very expensive surgeries. There's, you know, there's lots of different ways. You know, sometimes you do need those interventions. You know, sometimes you might need a retreat into the mountains. Sometimes, you know, it's not that those things are not valuable in and of themselves, but there's also many ways to find healing and to find wellness and to find some semblance of balance just in daily life. Now, that's not possible for all of us, and it's not usually perfect, right? But you know, understanding how valuable a walk in the park right next to your house can be is something that we find really important. And so, you know, not just the epic places in Oregon, the places we talk about, you know, like the Gorge and, you know, these Crater Lake and, you know, the ocean. Of course, those things are beautiful. And if you can engage with those things, or if you live close to them, you go on vacation, yes, very rejuvenating. And of course, I'd love to, you know, give you some seascapes and to talk about, you know, the healing power of being by the ocean and all those types of things. But at the same time, you know, what about your city park? And what about the plants on your windowsill? And, you know, what about just engaging with your community, your human community? You know, what about all the little things that you do and see that are beautiful about the environment right around you. So, you know, that's one of the things that we've always loved about Oregon is that beauty is in so many ways all around you. And so that's definitely something we want to explore here with the podcast. We may entertain doing some sort of question and answer shows where you can call in with questions that you have about natural medicine or, you know, about some particular topic, and we could have listeners talking on the show. That's something we've explored. But most of all, we would really just like to get input from you about how you like the format, about things that you'd like to see. You know, as you hear episodes and you learn more about our practitioners or whatever's you know, whatever topic we're talking about, you may come up with questions. And instead of just stewing in those questions, you can send us an email. We also have a form at watershedwellnesspodcast.com. You can find a form there that you can submit to make requests. You know, and then also maybe these call-in shows would be a way to get your questions answered. So we're gonna be playful with this. What we're hoping is that it can be useful, inspirational, fun, interesting for you. We're always gonna try to, at least right now, we're really looking towards shorter podcasts as opposed to, you know, 30 and 40 minutes. But, you know, we may come into topics where that might be more desirable. So we'll see. Again, you know, your feedback is going to be crucial. So at any time, you can just go to watershedwellnesspodcast.com and just leave your feedback. You know, what would you like to see more of? We'll be gradually improving the show as we go on and seeing how it goes. So I really appreciate you listening to this brief podcast. Again, I'm Eric Gray with Watershed Wellness, with locations both in Portland and in Astoria. Quick way to get in touch with us is by phone, 503-820-8040. That's kind of the main line. We also have a number in Astoria, but that number that I just gave you will call both clinics, really. You can reach us, all of us, through that number. And also, of course, online, we have two websites, watershedwellnesspdx.com and watershedwellnessastoria.com. So we look forward to seeing you either online through one of these Q&A calls or in office sometime. And thanks a lot, and have a great day.